Well, stop me if you've heard this before, but the housing market in this area is just on fire. But, I mean, it really, really is on fire. North Texas home sales were up 21% January over January. 6,390 single-family homes were sold in a single month. And it's not even spring. This is a great time to be Chris Kelly, the chief executive officer of the Ebbe Halliday Companies, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be back.
Well, you know, you've been in town, what, a year and a half or something?
Yeah, that's about right.
You know when to arrive.
Yeah, I don't know that there's ever a bad time to come to North Texas, but it's certainly been fun. And the way that 2019 ended and then rolled right into 2020, your stats are dead on.
I could show you some time in the 80s. It wasn't very good here, but that's been a long time ago.
Right.
I think we learned a valuable lesson. But also, the company's 75 years old. It's hard to believe. Ebbe Halliday started this company as a one-woman shop in 1945. And right after the war, which I guess was a good time. I mean, people are looking for housing. But I guess it was scarce back then as it is scarce now.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, things stay the same. But, yeah, we understand how many companies don't even make it to year one versus year three, year five. So to be celebrating our 75th anniversary in 2020 is an amazing accomplishment for our teammates and one that we're very proud of.
Well, you're diversified. You've got, three different brands now?
Correct.
You're integrated. You've got insurance companies. You've got title companies. You've got deep pockets. Warren Buffett's pockets. Berkshire Hathaway.
We always like to say the money flows to Omaha, not out of Omaha. but yes, it's good to have that kind of backing for sure.
But has there been synergy with that acquisition, with that merger?
Yeah. I mean, and I think some people maybe mistakenly thought like the second the acquisition was done that there would be the immediate changes overnight. But it is a process that once you fold into Berkshire Hathaway, to kind of really start feeling the synergies that exist. But you kind of touched on it. It's really the integrations with all of the other business lines that complete the home transaction. And more consumers are saying they do want this process to be as easy as possible. And that means trying to take care of as many of their needs under one roof as you possibly can.
So can you take, I can rent a home through you.
Yep.
Can I rent a multifamily home through you?
Yes.
Apartments?
Yeah.
You handle apartments?
Too. Yes. Yeah,
what about all these communities that are cropping up in Collin County and all the far reaches?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's interesting about our market here is how much of the builders and developers have their own in-house teams. That's not the same in every other part of the country where they would partner with a brokerage to do it. I'm convinced that given the right opportunity, I could show them how I could do that on a much more cost-effective basis for them.
So they do have their own units.
Oftentimes they do. Now, one thing they are great at, they are very good at partnering with real estate agents and brokerages on incentivizing and really drawing attention to the communities they're building so that agents want to bring their buyers to them.
Anytime you have a market that's this hot, it would seem like it would bring in just everybody. Everybody their aunt wants to be, you know, a realtor or wants to go selling homes. Is it a crowded field?
Yeah. So last year, just for us, when I look at our numbers, we added 380 new sales associates in 2019. About half of those were existing sales associates with other firms that joined us. And the other half, the other 180 or so, were new agents to the business. And I anticipate we'll far exceed that number in 2020, especially with brand new agents. I'm sure we'll be closer to 250 new agents that will get into the business with us this year.
And the competition, same thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, some firms are built not to really be cultural growth hubs for new agents. We're very proud of the fact that we do train new agents the right way to get into this business and help them have lasting careers. So different businesses have different models. But yes, I think everyone's probably experiencing an influx of talent at this point.
You guys have always been sort of on the leading edge of relocations. Mm-hmm. Companies that are testing the water will want to find out, maybe before they make a commitment.
Right.
You know, what are schools like? What's housing like? Do you still see activity?
Yes. I mean, that really kind of comes in, I always say, 3 to 5 year cycles. And so we are not currently at a peak cycle like we were maybe in 2016, 17 with the big businesses that are relocating to North Texas. But what we're seeing right now is a lot of existing businesses expanding their presence in our state. And then you'll see examples like Uber, where I don't know that they'll be relocating that many people here, but they will be creating new jobs here for folks that already live in Texas, and we'll be happy to, you know, help them find housing as well.
But do you have code names that come to you?
Okay, yes, and we are. I mean, oftentimes it is very confidential in how we have to handle those moves, because often the employees don't even know it yet. And so it's a very timed process on when the employer and company will announce it to their employees. And they don't want to create a bunch of panic amongst the ranks as far as who's going and who's not going. And so, yes, it's often handled very confidentially. And we have no, sometimes we don't say anything about the name of the business until literally the last minute.
Okay, so you've got three different brands. You've got the insurance companies. You've got the title companies. What about the 76th through the 100th year? What are your plans for EBI?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, one of the big things we'll be working on in 2020 is offering actually a franchise network for our brand. There's a lot of great communities across Texas that, you know, financially it probably doesn't make sense in certain markets for us to go, you know, hire some employees, lease office space, and start our own operation there. But there's great existing brokerages that could partner with our brand, partner with our
tech platform.
And
the brand is well known.
Yes.
I mean, beyond 100%. Just the confines of the whatever 12 counties we've got here.
We are very blessed to have a brand that is well known and very well respected. And so it's maximizing that brand value that we have, and that we know we can help other brokerages actually improve the services that they provide to the communities they're already in.
Any more roll-ups are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, we always have that stuff on the horizon, you know, where it makes sense for one company or another. And sometimes that's not just in the brokerage space, that is also in, like you mentioned, our core services space as well, looking for other mortgage, title, or insurance companies where it makes sense for them to become part of what we're doing.
All right, put on your Karnak cap for a minute. I see these heat maps of the area around here, and I'm really thinking more of Dallas and North, and it looks to me like the prices have stopped going up, and in some cases, sales activity has plateaued. I mean, these figures look to be exceptional. Yeah. I don't know how many of those are in Dallas, but has it slowed down a little bit?
It's really price, you kind of touched on, it's really price point driven. And so when we get into some of the higher price point homes, you know, the luxury properties, you know, those rarely move, you know, just fly off the shelf anyway.
Right.
But those are where the consumers in those marketplaces are less driven by their immediate job prospects or what the price of gas is. I mean, they have the ability to make long-term decisions and wait things out. And so we do see some flattening in those markets a little bit. But when we get to our affordable price points, first-time home, second, even third-time move-ups, those are the ones where you're seeing the most activity.
And is spring still the hot season?
It is, but, you know, being in a market like Texas, like we are, it is not as seasonal as others. I mean, we have some parts of the country where 70% of what they do will be in a three-month process. We're not to that levels, which is great. I mean, planning for a business, it does make it easier to not have to do 70% of your sales in one quarter.
Wow. You ought to have the wind at your back. 75 years of a good name and a woman who could be known by a single name.
Right.
Just EBI.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Firm too. we wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Chris Kelly, I don't think you're going to need it. Chris Kelly, CEO of the EBI Holiday Companies. For more of our conversation with Mr. Kelly, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.